This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Sudan, peaceful protesters are being killed or injured on a near daily basis by security forces. The warning comes from the UN Human Rights Office, which cites statistics from the Central Committee of Sudan Doctors, reporting that 71 people have been killed by state security forces during protests since October. On Monday alone, demonstrators were brutally dispersed in the capital Khartoum, leaving seven protesters dead and dozens injured. Amid the state of emergency, military authorities are continuing a campaign of arrests and detentions of protesters and journalists. The clampdown on freedom of opinion and expression also appears to be intensifying. At least eight journalists have been ill-treated by security forces, says the Human Rights Office, calling for an immediate end to the unnecessary use of force and for prompt independent investigations. Reprisal airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition on the capital of Yemen, Sana'a, are reported to have left at least five civilians dead, said the UN Human Rights Office on Tuesday. According to early reports, those killed were members of the same family, including two women and a child. The latest airstrikes followed missile and drone attacks claimed by Houthi rebels, which have been battling the pro-government coalition since 2015. The attacks happened in Abu Dhabi, a coalition partner, on Monday. The attacks on Abu Dhabi's international airport and a nearby industrial area were reported to have left three civilians dead. In recent days, there have been dozens of airstrikes launched by the warring parties. The fighting has damaged critical infrastructure, including telecommunication towers, water reservoirs, and hospitals. A 5.3 magnitude earthquake struck Qadiz district in northwestern Afghanistan on Monday afternoon. Initial reports indicate that 26 people have been killed, 4 people injured, and hundreds of houses damaged or destroyed. People who lost their homes are being hosted by their relatives and other members of their communities. Food, shelter, and heating materials are most urgently needed. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is leading an interagency team assessing needs in the field. In the meantime, agencies are providing initial emergency support. Alexandre Soares, UN News.